نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها. آمين يا رب العالمين. سورة هود. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را. This is a book whose verses are perfected, then presented in detail from one who is wise and acquainted, through a messenger saying, "Do not worship except Allah. Indeed, I am to you from Him a warner and a bringer of good news," and saying, "Seek forgiveness of your Lord and repent to Him." وَإِنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek forgiveness of your Lord and repent to Him, and He will let you enjoy a good provision for a specified term, and give every doer a favor, His favor meaning reward. But if you turn away, then indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a great day. To Allah is your return, and He is over all things competent. Unquestionably they, meaning the disbelievers, turn away their chests to hide themselves from Him. Unquestionably, even when they cover themselves in their clothing, He, meaning Allah, knows what they conceal and what they declare. Indeed, He is knowing of that within the breasts. What does that mean? Did they really cover themselves up with the clothes? It's a verbal idiom which means that they pretended as if they could not see, they could not hear, covered themselves up, and hastened away. Allah says, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Indeed, He is a knowing of that within the breasts, what is truly in their hearts. Juice number 12.
وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ.
And there is no creature on earth, but that upon Allah is its provision, and He knows its place of dwelling and its place of storage, meaning before birth and after death, Allah knows. All is in a clear register. And it is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and His throne had been upon the water, that He might test you as to which of you is best indeed. And that is the whole purpose of our creation. Allah says, "But if you say, indeed, you are resurrected after death, those who disbelieve will surely say this is naught but obvious magic. And if we hold back from them the punishment for a limited time, they will surely say, what detains it? Unquestionably, on the day it comes to them, it will not be averted from them, and they will be enveloped by what they used to ridicule. And if we give man a taste of mercy from us, and then we withdraw it from him, indeed he is despairing and ungrateful. But if we give him a taste of favor after hardship has touched him, he will surely say, bad times have left me. Indeed he is exultant and boastful. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. Except for those who are patient and do righteous deeds, those will have forgiveness and great reward." This is about the third time in the recent surahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this attitude of man, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind to us and our life is going well, we become complacent. And then when He takes it away from us to remind us, then we become despairing and ungrateful, like taking a toy away from a child. But then when life changes again and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the hardship and brings favor again, a person says, bad times have left me. Oh, life is wonderful again. And he just celebrates That is all. Nothing happens to this person. Nothing changes this person. No reflection whatsoever. Because we don't understand the meaning of life. We don't understand that there is a purpose to life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when a believer is afflicted by illness and Allah cures him of it, it serves as an atonement for his previous sins and a warning for him for the future. But when a hypocrite becomes ill and is then cured, he is like a camel which has been tethered and then let loose by its owners, but does not know why they tethered it and why they let it loose. Human beings have a sense of entitlement, that simply because we are in this world, that everything must go well for us. Everything must happen according to our wishes and our desires. And this is arrogance. An ignorant person does not assign changes in life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything changes. Allah says in the Quran that the light and darkness alternate. Days and night alternate. The seasons alternate. Everything changes. But fortune should not change. That is what human beings want. A fortune should not change. However, that is good for us. It is a manifestation of Allah's affection toward us, that He sometimes shakes us gently and sometimes a little harder, simply so that we would turn back to Him and our future would be secured. Even for believers, there is a lesson in this. Do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good times. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, remember Allah in times of ease and He will remember you in times of difficulty. Our problem is that we only remember Allah, or we remember Him more in times of difficulty. Subhanallah. However, those who are patient and do righteous deeds, they have forgiveness and great reward. Why? Because Allah says you need to be patient in good times and you need to be patient in bad times. How is a person patient in good times? By continuing to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By having a strong bond with Him in good times as well. And not just picking up the tasbih and the Quran and salah during difficult times. Allah does not like fickle iman, where our relationship changes with Him depending on the situation. That is not true belief and that is not sabr. Allah then says, فَلَعَلَّكَ تَارِكُمْ بَعْدَ مَا يُحَى إِلَيْكَ. Then would you possibly leave out some of what is revealed to you? Or is your chest constrained by it? Because they say, why has there not been sent down to Him a treasure or come with Him an angel? But you are only a warner, and Allah is disposer of all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the kuffar have a very fickle relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's simply based on self-interest. So do not become pressurized by such people to leave out some of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was facing a lot of difficulties, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urges him to be patient, certain that he would not fail to convey the message in its entirety. So to relieve his burden, Allah reminds him that you are simply a warner, someone who relays the message. It is Allah who takes care of everything else. Allah says, or do they say He invented it? Say, then bring 10 surahs like it that have been invented and call upon for assistance whomever you can besides Allah, if you should be truthful. And if they do not respond to you, then know that it, meaning the Quran, was revealed with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no deity except Him. Then would you not be Muslims? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. The most shining example of the truth of the Quran were the words of the Quran itself, the style of the Quran. One of the famous poets of the Kuffar, when he heard Suratul Kawthar, inadvertently said, مَا هَذَا قَوْلٌ بَشَرٌ. This is not the speech of a man. They understood very well the stylistic aspects of the Quran, the balagha of the Quran, the powerful beauty of the Quran, and the fact that it was not just beautiful and powerful in words and style, but it was powerful in its content. When Quraysh sent Walid bin Mughira, who was also a poet and a powerful man in Quraysh, to listen to the Quran, he came back and responded that it has amazing sweetness in it and the words bloom like fruit. And he warned his colleagues that the Quran was going to supersede everything. Sometimes we also feel that we need to hide some of what is in the Quran. We need to hide some of what we learn in the Sunnah. We have to be honest about the basic tenets of Islam, no matter where we go, no matter who we speak to. But also remember to educate your audience according to their understanding and circumstances. But never compromise the truth, because the truth always prevails. من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا, whoever desires the life of this world, وزينتها, and its adornments, نوفي إليهم, we fully repay them, أعمالهم, for their deeds. Whoever desires the life of this world and its adornments, we fully repay them for their deeds. وهم فيها لا يبخسون, and they therein will not be deprived. So in this dunya, Allah says, whoever wants success in this world alone, whatever good deeds they do, they are recompensed for it in this world, and they are not at all deprived. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ. Those are the ones for whom there is not in the hereafter but the fire, and lost is what they did therein, and worthless is what they used to do. So all their worldly deeds, they were paid off for them during this world, and in Akhirah, everything was lost. So it is one who stands upon a clear evidence from his Lord, like the people who were mentioned before, and a witness from him follows it. A witness from Allah follows the Quran, and before it was the scripture of Moses to lead and as a mercy. So either the Prophet ﷺ or Jibril ﷺ, they witness the Quran and follow the Quran, the implementation of the Quran. Those believers in the former revelations believe in it, meaning the Quran. But whoever disbelieves in it from the various factions, the fire is his promised destination. So be not in doubt about it. Indeed, it is the truth from your Lord, but most of the people do not believe. And who is more unjust than he who invents a lie about Allah? Those will be presented before their Lord, and the witnesses will say, these are the ones who lied against their Lord. Unquestionably, the curse of Allah is upon the wrongdoers. All of these people are the ones who denied the Quran. Allah says that his curse is upon the wrongdoers. Why? Allah says they are the ones who averted people from the way of Allah and sought to make it seem crooked, while they, concerning the hereafter, were disbelievers. Because people don't feel they're answerable to anyone, and they certainly don't believe that they're answerable in an afterlife they don't believe in. So they stop people from the Quran. And you wonder why. What does it matter what people believe in? If people believe in the Quran and they believe in hereafter, they believe in just worshipping one God, they should have the freedom to do that. Why are Muslims not left alone? Why is the Quran not left alone? Why is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his personality not left alone? Why do people feel compelled to comment on our religion over and over again? Because in their heart of hearts, they recognize that it is the truth. But since they don't want to believe in it, they wish to shut it down completely, so that neither they nor others are reminded of it. This was the motivation of the Quraysh, and even today, there's much propaganda against Muslims, and tremendous amount of money is spent on propaganda against Islam. A lot of them, Allah tells us in the Quran, simply do not like the truth, but many of them are ignorant. They simply don't know. So when they really hear the Quran, they believe in it. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Those believers in the former revelations believe in the Quran as well. If their hearts are soft, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them to the Quran as well. Those are the people that we need to reach with love and open arms. But Allah says there are some who try to make the path of Allah seem crooked, the straight path seem crooked. Allah says those were not causing failure to Allah on earth, nor did they have besides Allah any protectors. For them the punishment will be multiplied. They were not able to hear, nor did they see. Those are the ones who will have lost themselves, and lost from them is what they used to invent. Assuredly, it is they in the hereafter who will be the greatest losers. Indeed, they who have believed and done righteous deeds and humbled themselves to their Lord, those are the companions of paradise. They will abide eternally therein. May Allah make us of those. Ameen. The example of the two parties, meaning the believers and those who obstruct the truth, is like the blind and deaf, and the seeing and hearing. Are they equal in comparison? Then will you not remember? And we had certainly sent Noah to his people, saying, indeed, I am to you a clear warner, that you not worship except Allah. Indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a painful day. The same message came with Noah. Allah says, so the eminent among those who disbelieved, فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they said, we do not see you but as a man like ourselves, and we do not see you followed except by those who are the lowest of us, and at first suggestion. So the criticism here is that the people who followed Nuh alayhi salam were the weakest, the poorest, and that is why they were so gullible, simple-minded people. These leaders continued, and we do not see in you over us any merit, rather we think you are liars. Subhanallah. So at one point they said that the people who followed Nuh alayhi salam were gullible, simple-minded, easily influenced, because they were the lowest of the low, and also that Nuh alayhi salam was not very impressive either. And then the fourth thing they say is that you are liars. It seems like they're grasping at every single thing that they can think of to put them down. He, Noah, said, O my people, have you considered if I should be upon clear evidence from my Lord while he has given me mercy from himself, but it has been made unapparent to you, it's hidden to you, should we force it upon you while you are averse to it? Meaning, we will not force you to believe. It is your choice. And he said, and O my people, I ask not of you for it any wealth. My reward is not but from Allah, and I am not one to drive away those who have believed. Even if you feel that they are the lowest of the low and simple-minded, they believe, and that is the most important thing. He said, indeed, they will meet their Lord, but I see that you are a people behaving ignorantly. So in fact, he said, they, the believers, are not ignorant. You are ignorant. And O my people, would you protect me from Allah if I drove them away? Then will you not be reminded? In essence, he is asking them to accept Islam despite the fact that these so-called simple-minded, poorer members of society had accepted Islam. He continues, and I do not tell you that I have the depositories containing the provision of Allah, or that I know the unseen, nor do I tell you that I am an angel, nor do I say of those upon whom your eyes look down that Allah will never grant them any good. Allah is most knowing of what is within their souls. Indeed, I would then be among the wrongdoers. They said, O Noah, you have disputed, opposed us, and been frequent in dispute of us. So bring us what you threaten us, if you should be of the truthful. It seems as if a lot of words have been exchanged about these people who have believed because of the class that they belong to. So in the eyes of the leaders of the community, this in essence lowers the value of religion, lowers the value of the religion that Noah alayhi salam is preaching. And subhanAllah, human beings have never changed. Even today, we are very judgmental, particularly about religion and religious scholars or teachers. Where is this information coming from? Is it coming from someone who is dressed the way I think that people should dress? Does this person have the accent that makes it palatable to me? Does he or she have the correct nationality? Subhanallah. People will deny the message, will not listen to the message based on the messenger,
and the followers. Our deen roots out prejudices from their core. But the leaders of the community of Nuh alayhi salam became tired of all of this argument going back and forth because they had simply decided not to accept Islam and they wanted to get things over with. So they said, "O Noah, you have disputed, opposed us, and been frequent in dispute of us, so bring us what you threaten us if you should be of the truthful." He said, "Allah will only bring it to you if He wills, and you will not cause Him failure, and my advice will not benefit you, although I wish to advise you. If Allah should intend to put you in error, He is your Lord, and to Him you will be returned. Or do you say about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he invented it? Say, if I have invented it, then upon me is a consequence of my crime, but I am innocent of what crimes you commit." The same thing happened with Noah alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being encouraged and advised to just relay the message and leave the consequences of the disbelievers up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was revealed to Noah that no one will believe from your people except those who have already believed. So do not be distressed by what they have been doing. And construct the ship under our observation and our inspiration. And do not address me concerning those who have wronged. Indeed, they are to be drowned. So that was it. The number of people who were going to believe was not going to increase. Allah says, "And He constructed the ship. And whenever an assembly of the eminent of His people passed by Him, they ridiculed Him. He said, 'If you ridicule us, then we will ridicule you, just as you ridicule. And you are going to know who will get a punishment that will disgrace him on earth, and upon whom will descend an enduring punishment in the hereafter.' Now remember that Nuh alayhi salam and his people were building this ship in a landlocked area. This was the main reason why the eminent ones, people who thought too much of themselves, were making fun of them. So it was until when our command came and the oven overflowed, we said, 'Load upon it the ship of each creature, two mates and your family, except those about whom the word decree has proceeded, and include whoever has believed.' But none had believed with him except a few. He preached for 950 years, and only about 70 to 80 people accepted Islam. And Noah said, 'Embark therein in the name of Allah, is its course and its anchorage. Indeed, my Lord is forgiving and merciful. Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha, inna rabbi laghafurur rahim.'" This is the dua to recite when someone boards a ship. Allah says, "And it sailed with them through waves like mountains, and Noah called to his son, who was apart from them, because he had not embarked on the ship, he did not believe with Nuh alayhi salam. So Nuh alayhi salam called out to him and said, 'O my son, come aboard with us, and be not with the disbelievers.' But he said, 'I will take refuge on a mountain to protect me from the water.' Noah said, 'There is no protector today from the decree of Allah, except for whom He gives mercy.' And the waves came between them, and he, the son, was among the drowned. And it was said, 'O earth, swallow your water, and O sky, withhold your rain.' And just like that, the water subsided, and the matter was accomplished, and it, meaning the ship, came to rest on the mountain of Judea. And it was said, 'Away with the wrongdoing people.' And Noah called to his Lord and said, 'My Lord, indeed my son is of my family, and indeed your promise is true, and you are the most just of judges.' Now the son had died as a non-believer. So Allah replied, 'O Noah, indeed he is not of your family. Indeed he is one of whose work was other than righteous. So ask me not for that about which you have no knowledge. Indeed, I advise you, lest you be among the ignorant.'" How hard it must have been. What great anguish to see your son drown, and on top of that know that he died as a disbeliever. It was a natural inclination of a father to ask for forgiveness for his son. But Allah refused. And He reminded Nuh alayhi salam that his son was actually not from him, meaning physically, yes, biologically, yes, but as a family, part of a family of believers, he was not one of those. He was not a believer. He was not true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his association with the Prophet of Allah did not change his end. So when Nuh alayhi salam is gently reprimanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah says, indeed, I advise you, lest you be among the ignorant, because this is jahiliyyah, to ask forgiveness for someone after they have disbelieved and died, Nuh alayhi salam replied, my Lord, I seek refuge in you from asking that of which I have no knowledge. And unless you forgive me and have mercy upon me, I will be among the losers. So the father had to retract his dua for his son. It was said, O Noah, disembark in security from us, and blessings be upon you and upon nations descending from those with you. But other nations of them we will grant enjoyment, then there will touch them from us a painful punishment. That is from the news of the unseen, which we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You knew it not, neither you nor your people before this. So be patient. Indeed, the best outcome is for the righteous. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not know ghaib, the unseen, unless and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals it to him. The story of Nuh alayhi salam is to inspire Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be patient. At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed all people on earth, all disbelievers on earth. And then after Nuh alayhi salam and his descendants came the rest of humanity. Allah says, and to Ad we sent their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than him. You are not but inventors of falsehood. O my people, I do not ask you for it, my advice, any reward. My reward is only with the one who created me. Then will you not reason? And O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord, and then repent to him. He will send rain from the sky upon you in showers, and increase you in strength added to your strength, and do not turn away being criminals. Have you noted that the messengers said almost the same thing? All the messengers came with the same words, with the same invitation. However, here we see something else very amazing. Hud alayhi salam told his people that if you seek forgiveness of Allah, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, then you turn toward him, he will do something for you in this dunya. What is that? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, that he will send you showers from the sky. That is a reference to blessings of this dunya. Midrara means abundant rain. And then he said, وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ, and he is going to increase you in strength upon strength. And do not turn away being criminals. So there is so much blessing to be gained, even in this world, by seeking forgiveness and turning toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why the ulama say, if you have any trouble, any difficulties in life, do istighfar, seek forgiveness of Allah. If you feel weak in your physique, in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, do forgiveness. Seek forgiveness from Allah. Turn back to Him, repent to Him, because our sins are the ones which make us weak. Our sins zap our spiritual strength as well as our physical strength. So this is a beautiful formula and a wonderful solution to the problems of life. What did they reply? They said, O Hud, you have not brought us clear evidence, and we are not the ones to leave our gods on your say-so, nor are we believers in you. We only say that some of our gods have possessed you with evil, meaning you're insane. He said, alayhi salam, indeed I call Allah to witness, and witness yourselves, that I am free from whatever you associate with Allah other than Him. So plot against me altogether, then do not give me respite. Indeed, I have relied upon Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no creature but that He, Allah, holds its forelock, meaning He controls it. Indeed, my Lord is on a path that is straight. When you hold someone's forelock, they are in complete control of you. Allah is in complete control of us all the time. Allah says, But if they turn away, say, I have already conveyed that with which I was sent to you. My Lord will give succession to a people other than you, and you will not harm him at all. Indeed, my Lord is over all things guardian. And when our command came, we saved Hud and those who believed with him by mercy from us, and we saved them from a harsh punishment. And that was Ad, who rejected the signs of their Lord and disobeyed his messengers and followed the order of every obstinate tyrant. And they were therefore followed in this world with a curse, as well as on the day of resurrection. Unquestionably, Ad denied their Lord. Then away with Ad, the people of Hud. And to Thamud we sent their brother Saleh. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no deity other than him. He has produced you from the earth and settled you in it. So ask forgiveness of him, and then repent to him. Indeed, my Lord is near and responsive. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ He invited them in such a beautiful way. They said, O Saleh, you were among us a man of promise before this. Do you forbid us to worship what our fathers have worshipped? And indeed we are about that to which you invite us in disquieting doubt. So now they criticize Saleh alayhi salam, say, what happened to you? You were so promising, your future was so bright. Where did you go? Why are you getting into this business of religion and preaching? And you're bringing us something new, something we have not heard before. Saleh alayhi salam said, O my people, have you considered, if I should be upon clear evidence from my Lord, and he has given me mercy from himself, who would protect me from Allah if I disobeyed him? So you would not increase me except in loss. And O my people, this is the camel of Allah. She is to you a sign. So let her feed upon Allah's earth and do not touch her with harm, or you will be taken by an impending punishment. They had demanded a miracle, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this camel out from a rocky mountain. But they hamstrung her. So he said, Enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days. That is a promise not to be denied. So when our command came, Allah says, we saved Saleh and those who believed with him by mercy from us and saved them from the disgrace of that day, because that was true disgrace to be punished by Allah. Allah says, indeed, it is your Lord who is the powerful, the exalted in might. Inna rabbaka huwa al-qawiyul aziz. And the shriek seized those who had wronged. It was a piercing cry or a blast from the sky. Allah says, and they became within their homes corpses fallen prone, as if they had never prospered therein. Unquestionably, Thamud denied their Lord. Then away with Thamud.